Thank you very much. Today, without wasting much of your time, as I announced earlier on, we're having a guest speaker. This is a name that, for those of you, if you've been in Miracle Life Family Church long enough, this is a household name. And today, it's such a blessing to have Reverend Fortune Mwiza to come and speak to us the Word of God. Reverend Mwiza is actually a friend of Miracle Life Family Church. He's coming. He's the founder and the senior pastor of Deliverance Church. And he's quite a household name. And he has been with us he's a friend to this church. And today it's my rare privilege and the honor to just invite Reverend Mwiza to come to the front. Please join me as we welcome Reverend Mwiza. Thank you.
Amen. I would like us to stand for a moment. I would like us to welcome Jesus. Thank you for welcoming me very well. But I feel humbled that Jesus Christ, He who is the great shepherd, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, deserves more welcome in our midst. Amen. For He said, where two or three are gathered, I will be there in their midst. I want to propose to us that for the next 30 seconds, we'll clap our hands and we'll speak love words to the Lord and worship Him. Let's do it right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Worthy. Worthy, Lord Jesus. Worthy, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Congratulations, Miracle Life. The last time I was with you, you were next to Arcades, a famous place called Oasis. Last week I passed there. There was no building there. You came at the right time. One more time, congratulations. You have done well. Please clap for yourself. You've done well. Amen. Before I start, please remain standing. It's just a little exercise. I'll be standing more than you. Let me start with a joke. I received an email from one of our church members, and this is what she wrote to me. The subject was do unto others. The email reads, one afternoon, a husband arrived home with sad news for his wife. Husband, sweetie, I just received a call. Mother, Mama, passed away a few minutes ago. Shall we go to town and get some necessities for the funeral? Please write a list and then we can go. The wife, a list won't be necessary. We'll just go and get 2 cabbages and 2 liters of cooking oil. Husband, is it going to be enough? Wife, no need to waste money. Of course it's going to be enough. They left for town, and after getting 2 cabbages and 2 liters of cooking oil, the husband asked his wife again if that was all. She emphasized the issue of not wasting money on the funeral. Then they hit the road towards the village, where the road branches to different villages. The husband, driving, took a turn to his wife's home. The wife, where are we going? Thought you said we are going to the funeral. Your mother passed away. Husband, yes, we are. It is your mother who passed away. Wife, shocked and crying, but that grocery is not enough. Let's go back and get some more stuff. And the husband says, no, I asked you over and over if this all that was needed, and you said yes, so we are not going back. I thought that would tickle you a little bit. I'd like to start by saying thanks to Pastor Walker Schutz, your pastor, the man of God, the senior pastor here. He is my friend. And we are living in days where people can say, he is my friend, but they can't give details. Every month, when time allows, when he's not out, I'm not out, we meet twice in a month and we pray. Sometimes 2 hours in that day. So we talk, we share, and we pray. And we pray for you. That's how much I know your pastor. Some of you know from a distance, he's a very lovely man. A very lovely man. I can see sisters are smiling. I want to thank God for his wife and thank God for the pastoral team, the leaders in this church, and the entire church for welcoming us. Greetings for my wife. She's not with us. She's coming in the second service. She is pouring her heart and the love of Jesus to the church. We had the first service at 7 and at 9, but she'll join us in the second service. Kindly pick up your Bible and remain standing. I want you to do some exercise. Some of you, I think, it's a long time you went in the gym. So I want you to lift up your Bible right up there. If you don't have a Bible, I always have a suggestion. You go to the bookshop and get yourself a Bible. Just in case you thought I'll give you one. No, we don't do that. This is my Bible. It's a word of God. Or just in case you didn't know, you have to repeat after me. Today, I will receive the word of God. It will change my life. It will change my situation. In Jesus' name, amen. I came with a wonderful team, Mr. Mtale, Mr. Roderick Peary, and also Mr. Chibale. They move with me as we visit churches or go to visit our branches, and they are with us. My topic today is double portion. And I want you to turn with me to Isaiah 61 and verse 7. Isaiah 61 and verse 7. I commence. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. And instead of disgrace, confusion, no favor, in brackets, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. Whenever God wants to bless his people, he communicates to his people. He tells his people what is coming, and then he comes through for them. One day God wanted to bless the people of the world. He came and ministered through the prophet Isaiah. And he said, Isaiah, tell the world, one day a savior will be born. He will be the savior of the whole world. After many years, in the fullness of time, Jesus was born. Today we believe in Jesus and we have received him as our personal savior, and we are changed because first God communicated through Isaiah and it was fulfilled later, and today we are enjoying the blessings of the Lord. I am just a messenger of the Lord. I am a servant of the Lord. I have come to announce what he's about to do to you. And the word says, instead of their shame, you will receive a double portion. Where the enemy hit you so bad and you feel ashamed, your shame will be no more. Oh, am I talking to people who know the Lord here? I said there will be no more shame again. May you understand today, God, the God of Abraham, shall wipe your tears away. Today we will close one door of shame and open a new door to a new season, and that season is called double portion. I said double portion will come your way. By the way, when God wants to do something, even when you are hesitating to receive it, it will come. It will come anyway. Because it is his goodness that leads us to repentance. He will bless you with double portion. If there is a problem in your personal life, I want you to know double portion is coming. If there has been conflict between husband and wife and the love has been evaporating like it is in October, there's no water, no love in your family, I'm here to announce double portion love is coming. Double portion romance is coming. If there's been a problem in your company, a problem in your business, the Lord God Almighty is putting your hand upon your company. Double portion is coming. Ladies, if there's been lack of favor, disgrace in your life, that even the gentlemen are not looking at you, from today, may they look at you. From today, may you receive favor. May it happen at the end of this service that a man will say, sister, I would like to marry you. Oh, may it happen today. Double portion, somebody must say. Oh, can I hear everybody say double portion? Some of you have said nothing. I say, shout double portion. Let us pray. Please talk to God and say, Lord, talk to me in the name of Jesus. Let every mouth, let every soul that knows the Lord pray. Let's do that. Pray. Minister to your people, God. Bless your people, dear Father. Wipe their tears away. Take their shame away. Take their disgrace away. Replace it with double portion. Let them walk home and understand you are a good God, a loving God, a God that provides. Minister to your us today. And I yield myself to you. Use me, Father, as a messenger. Holy Spirit, use me. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for standing with me. Please take your seats now. Isaiah is speaking in the times when the children of Israel had sinned. They sinned, and sin has consequences. There are some sins, when you do them, there's a little bit of enjoyment, a little bit. But the consequences are severe. The children of Israel, Judah, they had sinned, and God had warned them repeatedly through prophets. If you sin, you will lose your dignity. You will lose your houses. You will lose your nation. And unfortunately, it came to that Babylon and Assyria attacked both Israel and Judah, and they captured these people. They became refugees and slaves. Their dignity was no more. Dear friends, they turned back to God. And that's the beauty with our God. If you have sinned, you come back to God and say, Lord, forgive me. 1 John chapter 1:9 says it. If you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Keep your account short. If you have wronged God, come quickly. Ask God for forgiveness. The blood of Jesus will cleanse you from every iniquity. And if there be a person here, you came in the house of the Lord crying, have mercy on me, like David cried. Take not your Holy Spirit from me. Create a clean heart in me. I have good news for you. Jesus is wonderful. Your sins will be no more. And when they repented, Prophet Isaiah came with the word of the Lord, and he speaks and he announces it as I'm announcing to you. He says, instead of your shame being refugees, losing your homes, losing your dignity, I have come to announce to you, he says, my people, Israel, people with a covenant, people who knew Yahweh. He says, you will receive a double portion. And he says, instead of disgrace, lack of favor, some version put it there, they put the word confusion. They were more confused now. A country that had order and their leaders and their kings and prophets, they lost all that system. They lost their structure, their political structure. And he says, listen, instead of your confusion, you will rejoice. When there is confusion, there is sadness and depression, and it's a mess. But he comes and says, now you will rejoice in your inheritance that I promised to you. And he insists and said, you will inherit a double portion. Friends, God repeats himself in one verse twice that you will receive a double portion. That shows that this thing is not a slip of the tongue. God intends that the word double portion be in that verse. And he is targeting you. May you receive your double portion in the name of Jesus. Then he says, they will inherit a double portion in their land. In this land that you have been in, it is your land. May you receive a double portion. And everlasting joy will be yours. I know that there's someone here, you've been crying because of something that has happened in your life. Shameful. But I'm glad to announce to you that your tears will be wiped away by the right hand of God. And everlasting joy will be yours. And we believers know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Strength is coming back to you. This example and the context where this scripture comes in, it's because of sin, mistake, iniquity. But they come to God and God blesses them. Some of you here, you say, you know what, man of God, I have not sinned. I love Jesus so much. But I can tell you there are some things that are embarrassing in my life and I don't understand why. Why? I loved my wife. I loved my husband. Some shameful things begin to creep up, and I have not seen why. Well, let me bring the story of Job to you today. And Job 42:10 actually tells us, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his riches and gave him twice, double as much as he had before. That is Job 42 verse 10. All I'm trying to say to you is this today. That it is possible for a righteous man to have everything going on very smoothly, but it is possible in life to have a season when it is hard. Job had everything going for him. He loved God. He came to God. He sacrificed to God. He made sure that his children were prayed for. He made sure that everything is in order. And he was so wealthy. He was doing so well. But one time, something happened in his life. And what happened was so cruel. I'll explain very shortly. He lost everything. Lost his children, lost his animals, lost his wealth, lost everything he had, and was put to shame. Friends, Job would sit next to a place where there was all rubbish. Not only did he lose everything, and the wife was not very close to him, he lost his health. He had souls. You know, when he was wealthy, in chapter 1, Job, I believe men of influence came to see him because he was the richest, he was the greatest. They called him sir. You know, today in Lusaka, people like calling others, hello bosses. I think they used to call him that, hello bosses, Job. But now he has souls, and they would greet him and hug him. You know, when you have money, you attract all kinds of people. Some who are there, they're not for you. They're for money. Hello, Job. How are you? And the ladies would come and kiss the cheek. Sir, hello. Now he has lost his wealth. Do you know what he has? He has only wounds. Guess who is kissing him? The Bible calls it dogs. Shame. Shame. And the wife comes, you expect the wife who enjoyed the best from Job. You expected her to come and say, "Ish, this is sad. Let us pray. Father, have mercy. My father, lift my husband. I nullify all powers of darkness." She doesn't do that. She comes, she says, "Job, you have suffered it too long. Your shame is slowly coming to me. I don't want to be part of the shame. I know your problem. It is you and your God. Here is my suggestion. Curse your God. Die quickly that I may get married." The last statement I created. Hey, go away. Let me get married to another rich man. Who is number two now? And it is time in life you lose everything. Lose friends. And the friends, you know, the ones who are drinking wine with him? They come like trying to pretend. They're saying things they don't mean. "Hey, you come around. We know you are a strategist. You come up with a strategic plan. You get out of this thing." But you know, when somebody is sick for a week, you can endure that. 1 year, 2 years, you get tired. They said, no. I think this thing, we got to give it the right interpretation. Have you ever been there where people judge you for something you never did? It hurts. You didn't do anything wrong. They judge you for the motive of doing something or where you are. They don't understand the circumstances. And they come to him and they say, "Job, we have been thinking. You remember we said you are a great strategist? No, we are wrong. You know we are human. We were wrong. Job, let me tell you the truth. There is no way somebody who was so rich can become so poor without sin. You must have sinned. You are a sinner." And that's why when I read Job 42:10, the Bible says, God told Job, "They have injured you. They have judged you wrongly. They have judged your motives. They shouldn't touch your motives." You can judge somebody by committing sin and iniquity. But you know, you can't judge a motive of a good man. You don't do that. He says, "Forgive them. Pray for them. Then I'll bless you." And some of you are in that place. That even your friends, your relatives don't understand you anymore. I'm here to announce to you, the days of mourning are over. Amen. This is a new season, this is a new door, a new day. Let me give you 3 points and I'll call it a day. Point number one, when I read this, I see that God's plan for you is prosperity, hope, future, and joy. That's my point number one. When I read this passage of scriptures and I read other scriptures, I see that God's plan for you is prosperity, joy, hope, future, and joy. In fact, Jeremiah 29:11 confirms it. God himself says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." And when you look at the life of Job, you see the following. You saw he had prospered. That was God's plan. You saw he had hope in God. He believed in God. He had a relationship with God. You see he had a beautiful future. You see that he had the joy of the Lord in Job chapter 1:4. And we see that this is the plan of God he has for you too. God wants you to enjoy the prosperity. It starts inside. It starts with you receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You see, Jesus one day cautions us and he says, "What shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose your soul?" And we are all poor in our spirits. But when we receive Jesus Christ and he comes into our lives, Scripture says, "Greater is he that is in us than the one in the world." Scripture says now we have the Holy Spirit and we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Scripture says now when we receive Jesus Christ, we are blessed in all with all spiritual blessings. You see, friends, when you receive Jesus Christ inside your heart, you have begun the prosperity, a true prosperity, because your spirit is now regenerated. Your spirit is now new. You are a new creation. You are a child of God. You belong to God and you have eternal life. Have you ever given your life to Jesus? And you know, friends, it also affects your mind. Romans chapter 12. You begin to renew your mind. You begin to renew your mind with the word of God, the wisdom of God. You become prosperous in your mind. You become rich in your mind with wisdom. How to look after your wife. How to look after your children. The Bible continues to say that prosperity hits your body. You are healthy. You begin to live a healthy life. You see, the word of God brings healing to our bodies. And even the issues of discipline come into our lives. Let me give you an illustration of a young man who is just, 15 years old. Gives his life to the Lord and he understands. Reads his Bible. Continues to go to school. He finishes grade 12. Goes to university. And he's just flooded with wisdom. He finishes with distinctions. Finds a beautiful sister in church. Has a wonderful wedding. And moves on to the next level. Continuing to serve in church. Supports the pastors. He's in ushering or he's singing and continues to minister. You see, his life will just begin to blossom all around because of coming and receiving Jesus Christ as personal Savior. Right. Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Then the joy of the Lord will be your portion. We should not seek the things of the world. We should seek Jesus, our Savior, the author and finisher of our faith. I challenge you today. God's plan for you is to receive first Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him can and will have eternal life. Second point. Satan's plan for you is shame and disgrace, no favor. John 10:10 says this, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy." There is a devil out there. And I'm sick and tired to try and become politically correct. And by that I mean you are in the gray zone. You don't belong to Satan. And you're not 100% committed to God. And you're right in between there. You don't want to offend the world. You don't want to offend Jesus Christ. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. The people of this world are waiting for you and I to manifest with purity and holiness. Holiness must be our portion, dear friends. A good Christian and a husband cannot go out of the confines of your covenant with your wife and have a girlfriend. You can't do that. No, sir. No. You gotta be faithful to this woman. I had one Christian in America, he said, I am divorcing my wife. A Christian. What is the reason? She's getting old. You didn't know all that? You didn't know people get old? Is that a valid reason, dear friends? Could it be the lust of the eye, the lust of flesh, and the pride of life? Come to Jesus again. Friends, let's live pure lives in these last days. The devil's aim is to bring down even Christians. If you live with your wife 20 years, she will change. Where it was a cave, it will be straight. It's change. And it's okay. Paul says we are living in this world that is passing away, but the inner man is being renewed. Hallelujah. You know, as a pastor, it's a place like now I expected sisters to just shout amen and stuff like that. I'm preaching good for you, for goodness sake. The devil will come and he wants to steal our dignity. He wants to steal our friendship in between husband and wife. He wants to steal our company. He wants to kill and destroy. Jesus says, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Look at the life of Job. The enemy, the devil, talked to God and said, the reason why he is praising you, he comes in church and he sits next to his wife. How great is our God? It's because he has that house and that other house and that farm and that company and that and has children. If we can just touch those things, you will see. He will not sing, how great is our big God. And some of you, when something is not going well with your business, the worship leader says, let's worship the Lord. Come wimbile, then sing my song, how great. You are like, not today, you know, they come. You are now, you are proving what the enemy is saying behind your back to God. Oh, come in even when things are bad and say, I will praise the Lord. He is my redeemer. He is my source of strength. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas are jailed and are put in prison. What do? They don't complain. They don't murmur. They begin to praise and worship the living God. The devil comes to Paul, to Job. And what did he do, friends? He took away everything. And Christians, when you see a certain brother come in flourishing and suddenly things are, you know, used to change cars. He's in this one. He changes in this one. Then suddenly he's stuck. The car which was performing well, you just see smoke now. Lack of servicing. Please don't judge quickly. He may be our latest Job. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So when he's coming to church, you just see smoke. He has come. Smoking joy has come. He is going through a moment, and he didn't sin, by the way. And the devil took away the riches. He took away the sickness and hopelessness. Look at his marriage. It's falling apart. And ladies, especially us Christians, when your husband is going through a tough time, they need you. Stick around. Bless your husband. I hate sinners when things are tough for the husband. They change their language. When he's wealthy, he has some money, they say, "Va job." B-A job. Meaning, sir, job. Sir, job. But when he's broke, at Iwe. And then there's an expression for others. It comes very well in Bemba or translated. It goes like this. Ba job. Ba umyaba. Meaning, ba job is a man. Because he brings in money and he takes me to arcades, he takes me to Livingston, Holiday, South Africa, Mauritius. Baume. Then when he's broke, she will stand at the door like this. You know I'm in trouble. And she screams, "Bushamuli baume mwemu inemu. Are you even a man?" I mean, he just paralyzes you now. My sister, I also want to be called Vahume. Things are tough. The enemy has come against me. I am trying my best also. I just need someone to comfort me. Comfort me. That's all I need at this moment. I didn't ask for this mess. Sadness creeps in. I can imagine Job is seated there. And people would pass. And you know, people comment. I mean, can you imagine Bill Gates? You find him pamalabo in a rubbish bin. Now we call it marabo. Bill Gates is there. I mean, whether you want it or not, you will comment. You don't need a paper, you don't need television, CNN to tell you. Once you will see him sitting next to rubbish, dogs licking him, about six of them, you will comment and say, hey, this is Bill Gates. Look at him. He's finished. What is the world coming to? And you know that it brings sadness. You can imagine Job seated there. But I loved God. I gave tithe. I gave sacrifice. Job, what is happening to me? You can't even explain it. There is a wall behind. And there's some level of shame coming on you and sadness. And somebody, you're going through a tough time here. God sent me to tell you. Point number three and my final one. Your plan ought to be, I receive my double portion. I receive my double portion. There was a single day and hour God came through and said, enough is enough. Job, you have suffered for too long. You have cried for too long. But today I have come. Instead of your shame, you will receive my double portion. Today is that day in the name of Jesus. I said today is that day in the name of Jesus. I am telling you that angels are beginning to work around your situation. Your company will be different. I want you to relax. Tomorrow it's a holiday. Love your wife. Kiss your wife. Make a little bit of honeymoon. Tuesday, there's a breakthrough in your company. I said there's a breakthrough in your business. Are you hearing what I'm saying, dear friends? Relax, do not worry anymore. God is in control. Your workers will get paid. Your investment will be paid for. I want you to know, Miracle Life, you will receive this year a double portion as a church. There's a day and a time it comes. First it is announced and God begins to do it. First John chapter 3 verse 8b says, for this reason, the Son of God appeared, was to destroy the devil's work of shame and disgrace. Jesus has appeared and is destroying it. I want you to know, friends, like Job, he received the double portion. The Bible says in chapter 42, he received prosperity. Oh my God. He received hope and he lived longer. He had a bright future. The children came back. A restoration came back. I'm here to announce to you, there is a restoration coming back to you. Somebody, you lost precious things in life. God told me to tell you, God is going to restore those things back to you. I read in the Old Testament that in the Old Testament was written, if a thief takes one cow and he is caught, he must bring two. Now we know who is the thief. The thief is the devil. Whatever he stole from you, he must give you back. I wish you can stretch your hand and say, I take it back. Oh, I wish everybody can say, I take it back. Receive your double portion in the name of Jesus. I said, receive the double portion in the name of Jesus. I did not come here to preach just a good sermon. I have come to make declaration. Heaven is open before your head. Something great is going to happen this year. Before the end of December, you will experience a double portion. This will happen in Jesus' name. And you will testify and give the glory to the Lord. You are seated there and you are saying, how? How? Four things and then we'll call it a day. That will go in 4 minutes, will be done. Number one, if you're not born again, this can't happen. You need to give your life to Jesus. You need to ask God to forgive you and ask Jesus to enter into your heart. He will change everything. He will break the chain of sin and all darkness will disappear and the Holy Ghost will come inside you. My God, you will be a child of God, new creation with eternal life. And Ephesians 1 says you will be blessed with all spiritual blessings. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Number two, respect and honor the man of God. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9, Elisha respected Elijah. The Bible says he just saved Elijah. He saved him. And the Bible says, and Elisha said, please a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And guess what? Because he saved the man of God, he received the double portion. When you come here and you see your pastor, Pastor Walker, he's your pastor. And tradition has it that you look at him as a pastor. Pastor, preach a good sermon. Let me be blessed with my family and my company and my business. And I go. Listen to me. There is another level other than just giving tithe and offering. God will bless you. And that's why you are blessed and continue. But there's another level to receive your pastor as your spiritual father. Paul says to the Corinthians, I led you to the Lord. And you have heard people come and preach to you. They are spiritual guardian. I stand as a spiritual father. Recognize your pastor and love him and respect him and honor him. Honor this man. My spiritual father, he pastors a church of 8,000 in Nairobi. He ministered in church for 25 years. He never asked the church for anything. They gave him an allowance. But, you know, we pastors are trained never to squeeze you for personal gain. No, no. We can encourage you to tithe, give, building. That's it. We'll not come to your office and frighten you and say, if you don't give me a curse, it's... No. We don't do that. And when you see one doing that, he is not one of us. No, that's a black sheep, I'm telling you. It's coming like a sheep, but inside is a wolf. True pastors, they are very meek. 25 years of ministry, they were about to do a benediction, and then the younger men in church who had been there for many years, they finished university, they were into business, corporate, and they were making money. They sat down and said, look at this man. He has blessed us faithfully. He has never troubled us. We got to do something. They sat together and put their monies together. On above, over and above their tithe and their offering. And they bought him a Mercedes-Benz. You know, they hid it at the back. It's 8,000 people celebrating. And they put it at the back there and they covered it with a nice tent. You know, those tents for cars. And they hid it. And they put the key for Mercedes-Benz in an envelope. So one of the young men just came and said, hi, Daddy. And before you close in a word of prayer, we have a little gift for you. And we want you to open it and we want you to press it. You know, everything was timed like you saw how our children did it here. And so he just opened it and he has never driven Mercedes-Benz. So he gets it. But you can see there's a Mercedes-Benz sign here. But maybe I don't know. These kids are playing with me. And then he presses and they planned it in such a way. The people quickly sat down. They had planned it. You know, they were standing for benediction. They sat down and somebody or three people pulled the tent and there was a Benz. And he was supposed to do benediction. He said, the Lord bless you and be with you. And he sees a Benz. He freaks out. He begins to cry. A big man shedding tears. Not because the church is tormenting him. Tears of joy. Tears of joy. May you be a blessing to your pastor. Some of you are saying you have money. Yes, we can see it. Actually, even when you pass, we see money following you. Can you translate your money into a blessing? Can you bless him with something? You know, like he is gone, send him, even as small as it looks, cards. Let's just make him cry. Cards, I love you. We love you, Pastor. Talk time. Flowers. The wife. Why don't we take the wife for hair salon and so forth? And when you are with your friends, I just came from Dubai. And I just bought exquisite clothes. My boutique is just impeccably super. No, God bless you. Why don't you take Mrs. Walker and say, pick one. Pastor, pick a pair of shoes. His suits. Why don't you commit yourself and it won't hurt. 3 suits, 4 suits every month. Take it to the dry clean. There's a church. This couple, they are not very rich. They are middle class income. They love their pastor so much. They told their pastor on Sunday, just preach. And we want you to preach with the power. Make sure you research, read the commentary, everything. Don't ever think about food. They're very smart, isn't it? Lunch and supper, they cook 5-course meal every Sunday. For them, it's like somebody drinking water. They said, it's normal for us. Honor this man. Elisha washed their hands and they gave water to Elijah. He received the double portion. The second thing is honor Pastor Walker. Love him. Love him. Number 3, quickly, forgive your friends. Job forgave his friends. Some of your corporate fine partners who have swindled you. Lots of money. You got to forgive them to receive a double portion. And then finally, and we're going to do this, friends, in the next 2 minutes. Cry out to God. 1 Chronicles 4:9 says, Jabez called upon God of Israel, oh, that you may bless me indeed and enlarge my territory with double portion. Oh, God, that you may enlarge my territory. Put your Bibles down just for 2 minutes. Please stand up. Thank you. Can you play something? 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Put your Bibles down. Thank you, Jesus. I want in these 2 minutes to do 2 things. I want to ask someone who is not saved. We don't have much time. So here's my plan, we do it. God can answer even 2 minutes. I want someone who is not saved to come and receive Christ. And I want all of us who are Christians to hold hands. One to cry out to God, like Jabez, that God, take my pain and my shame away. Replace it with double portion. And when you pray for yourself, you also pray for your neighbor. I want to hear a beautiful sound of everyone pray. Are you with me, friends? But is there someone here? He says, Pastor, I don't know Jesus. And I want to live this life like all this. They're so happy. When you say something, it makes them happy. I want to know this Jesus today. If you are there, please let me, show me. Just lift your right hand and say, I want to give my life to Christ. Are you there? Just lift your hand. Just lift your right hand. Is there anybody like that? I see one hand right here. Is there another person who can join this lovely person? Please help that. Come here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is there another person? I don't want you to go home without Jesus. Is there another person here who says, I want to give my life to the Lord? Thank you. Kindly do me a favor, sir. Lead that young lady to the Lord. Close your eyes, friends. I think I'm remaining with 1 minute, 30 seconds. Begin to pray, friends. Just pray. Father, we cry out to you. Oh, that you may remove the pain in our lives. Oh, that you may remove the shame in our lives. Remove the disgrace in our lives, oh God. And let double portion come upon us. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Father, take the shame away from that one who has been crying. The disgrace and the pain they've been going through, put an end right now. Father, we make a demand on the Holy Ghost to begin to perform and manifest the gift of miracles in our lives. The miracle of double portion. Heal that family, husband and wife. Heal that one who is sick today. Like you healed Job, my Father. Heal that business. Heal that company, Father. Heal your people today in every area of need. Instead of their shame, my people at Miracle Life will receive a double portion. Amen. Do you receive that word, friends? God bless you. Thank you. Thank you very much.